Hi, I'm Danielle.
And I'm Haley.
And you're listening to Mickey with Minis. We're giving you real-life advice for exploring Walt Disney World with littles in tow from two sisters who've done it and lived to tell the tale.
You can make sure you don't miss a minute of Disney fun by subscribing to the podcast wherever you like to listen to them or by following Mickey with Minis on social media. Would appreciate a like or a review if you're so inclined.
And if anything you hear inspires you to start dreaming about your own Disney adventure, you can also support the show by using me, Danielle, as your travel advisor.
Just reach out to us at mickeywithminis@gmail.com so you can get planning.
But for now, get your ears on, buckle that park bag, and double knot those sneakers because we're off to the parks. Hello there.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm going to be totally honest with you. I'm not great.
So, friends at home, Haley is being a bit of a hero by doing this recording today, but it should be noted that she has yet again active pneumonia and is like barely breathing. So, we're going to edit out the coughing to the best of our abilities, but if she sounds a little off, that's why.
Not all heroes wear capes.
Not all heroes wear capes. Some heroes don't even wear pants.
This hero is wearing pants, for those of you listening.
Don't worry, Haley's wearing pants.
I'm wearing pants and a shirt and all the appropriate things. Don't worry.
I'm actually wearing – it's extremely gloomy in Massachusetts today. It's like 32 degrees and pouring rain, and so it's miserable. And I just put on my Wilderness Lodge flannel pants.
That's lovely.
Yes, it's very cozy and good.
Very nice. I've had a little bit of a Disney morning over here. It's because it is, as you said, very gloomy. And we had a rough week. In addition to my respiratory problems, my house had norovirus, which hung around for like a week, slow rolling through the house.
And I think we should also make a special point to note that you didn't get it on the cruise. You didn't get it on your cruise.
I didn't get it.
You got it at the daycare.
Several weeks later from daycare.
Yeah.
So I had sort of a nice little morning because it was gloomy. I spent some time going through my Disney pictures. I always make a little video from all of our trips. I like set all of our pictures and videos to music, and the kids really get a kick out of watching it on the TV. So I spent some time doing that this morning, which was really nice.
The video that you made for our sister's trip, I made the kids watch, and they were like, ugh.
Oh.
They weren't into it. Oh, well.
Oh.
So, all right, what are we doing today?
So today we are doing a deep dive into Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique at Magic Kingdom specifically.
Yes. So we did like cover it a teensy bit in a different episode ages ago, but we wanted to kind of focus on it, especially since Haley just did it. And it seems like you had kind of a weird experience there from what I've gathered. So I'd be interested to hear about that. Yeah.
So the first thing you want to do is make sure no little princesses are listening to this episode because we would hate to spoil anything that might be a bit of a surprise. Yeah.
Don't want to ruin the magic.
No.
So
our journey begins.
Okay.
Our journey begins 60 days before your trip at midnight, which is when you will be online making your reservation. Or if you have a travel agent, your travel agent could be up at midnight 60 days before your trip, helping you make that reservation.
So again, Danielle, me, is a travel advisor with Fantastical Vacations, and I can help you with Disney, Universal, All-Inclusives, and most of the big cruise lines. So don't be up at midnight booking Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, because if you work with me, I'm going to do it for you. And the thing to know is that Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique is at midnight. Dining is at 6 a.m. the next day. So it's particularly brutal, and you don't want to do that yourself. So if you're interested in having me do that for you, Danielle Griggs at fantasticalvacations.com, go ahead and email me, and I will take care of it for you.
So Bibbidi Bobbidi, you can book for kids ages 3 to 12. It's important to know. So we're going to kind of recap
so nobody younger and no teenage princesses.
Right. We're going to kind of recap my recent experience at Bibbidi Bobbidi, and you can chime in with your experiences doing it with Audrey back in September of 2022. And we can see how they were different. So I did it with Grace, who was 3.5 years old, just a couple of weeks ago. She was so excited. She is into all things princess. At first, she wanted to wear her Elsa dress and get a braid done, but they don't really do braids at Bibbidi Bobbidi. They have like a set number of hairstyles. So she decided to wear her little Cinderella dress that day and get a Cinderella hairdo done. So when you first go in, you're seated in a waiting area where they give you a little booklet to look over all of the different packages. And they ask the kid if they want to be called a princess or a queen. There's also packages for boys. I'm not sure what they ask the boys what they want to be called because I didn't have a boy with me, but I'm sure they ask a different question.
So there are people going for this.
No, I did ask him if he wanted to do it because I was worried he'd be left out. And he was like, absolutely not. Not his jam.
More so because he's of like all of the attention. I just don't see that.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, not for him. Not for him. So we did the carriage package, which is $99.95 plus tax. So she brought her own dress with her. And then the package included makeup, a face gem, nail polish, a royal sash, a little cinch backpack, and a Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique t-shirt. Yeah, if you want to do a step up from that, the castle package is $199.95. That includes all of that, plus a dress, plus a necklace, plus an accessory set. I'm not really sure what that entails. And then another step up from that is the deluxe castle package, which is $229.95, which is all of the above, but a deluxe gown and accessory set. So those are the three princessy packages. And then there are two night packages. There's the regular night package, which includes hair gel, confetti, and a sword and shield. And then there's the deluxe night package, which is $79.95, which is all of that plus a costume. When I was there, I saw two little boys getting the deluxe night package, and it was adorable.
That is extremely cute, and I love it.
They looked very dapper. It was precious.
Yeah, I feel like we always go with the like the base, the basic package, the bring your own dress,
yes.
BYOD package, the castle package. No, the carriage package. But to be honest, I did not realize it was only an extra $100 to be able to get all of the stuff there.
Right.
And I think they do not include shoes off the top of my head. I think it's not shoes okay. are included. But Audrey fixated and like wanted to buy a different dress than she was currently wearing. So like it might actually be worth the extra $100 for me the next time I do this to let her do the shopping there. But your call. We've always brought our own, and it's been great.
Yeah. So the first thing that happened when we went in, we sit in the waiting area where they show you just those packages to choose from, and we kind of knew right away which package we were doing. But we waited in that initial waiting area for 40 minutes, which was a bummer.
That's wild.
Yes. Grace was getting super antsy. It was not great. And there's like nothing to look at. It's just like a little waiting room.
Because you're not really supposed to be there very long. But, no. You know, there's no like kid activities or anything. You're just there because you're usually there for like 5 or 10 minutes. That is so crazy.
So that was kind of a bummer start to the experience. Every so often, a fairy godmother's apprentice would come out and announce each princess or queen and take them back to the dressing area, which was really cute. So after about 40 minutes, that's where they took us. We didn't really need to go to the dressing area because, like I said, we brought our dress. So she was already in her dress. They do a little thing in front of the...
It's like a little thing.
They do a thing in front of the little mirror in the dressing room. They try very hard to get the kid to say Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo to make the fairy godmother pop up on the mirror/screen. Grace was very, very nervous. So the apprentice kept being like, is it Bibbidi Bobbidi Bacon? And Grace was like, yes. Yes, it is. And she was like, let's try again.
That's on brand. That's on brand.
Yes. Bibbidi Bobbidi Bacon. I forget what other words she tried to use. And Grace was just like, yeah, that's it. But it's then bacon. when they get it right and they say Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo, the lights go off and the fairy godmother pops up in the mirror and does like a little thing. She talks to the little kid and I think she sang a little song. Cute. It was very cute. Grace was terrified. when it popped up and hid behind me. She was.
Is she nervous about the dark, or was she nervous? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And actually, I will say, I don't remember this happening with Ella.
Oh, okay. I forgot Ella did it.
Yeah, I know. It's really not her style at all now. And it kind of wasn't then either, but she was just excited to do a special thing. She was around 4 when we went too. She's just like super not into anything even remotely girly. Maybe she could do the Prince one and get a sword. She'd be into a sword for sure.
Yeah, weapons.
But I don't remember the fairy godmother moment from doing it with Ella. And I know we brought our own dress, so I don't know if we never went back there or if that like added at some point. I don't remember, but we did it with Odd.
Then they brought us to another waiting area, which is sort of in the middle of a little store, and they could pick out any accessories or other extras that they wanted while they were there. So Grace had her heart set on getting a wand, so we got her a little Cinderella wand. She also wanted shoes because girlfriend loves a good accessory, I didn't really think she'd wear them, and she had on sparkly sneakers, so we just stuck with that.
And I think getting them would be tricky because you're still in the park, right? Like the kids must walk 23,000 steps that day if they're my kid.
Yes.
But you don't want to be doing that in a pair of princess kitten heels, you know?
No. So there they gave you a sheet to look at with the 4 hairstyles you can choose from. And I wasn't going to guide her one way or the other. But I was super excited when she chose the little Cinderella bun because that's what I really wanted to see her in.
Aww.
And that's what she chose right away. So that was exciting. They kept us in that other waiting area for another half hour.
That is just brutal. Because I'll tell you, a lot of people do this and then they go to Cinderella's Royal Table.
Yes.
For brunch afterwards. I tell people usually about an hour and a half total for this whole thing. Because that's what it's always been. But yikes.
They did ask us when we first checked in, do you have any reservations in the next 90 minutes? And I said no.
Okay.
But from the time, accounting for all of the waiting time plus the makeover time, it was well over 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Right.
Oof.
Right. So that was a bummer. I was a little grouchy by that point because I just felt like, you know, you're paying $100. It just felt like a lot of waiting around. And Grace was like, she was so excited when we first went in, and then she like wasn't excited anymore by the time the makeover was going to start. So I was a little bummed about that. But once the makeover started, she was totally into it. So they come and they announce your name again, and they walk you over to the castle for the makeover. It was totally worth it. All of the waiting, all of the money was totally, totally worth it. They cover her up in a little purple cape. It's absolutely amazing to see the way that they do the hair. They do it like section by section. They use so much gel. It's unbelievable. But they get every tiny little strand up there. I mean, she has like pretty fine hair. You know, she's 3. I couldn't believe how nice they made her little bun. She looked amazing.
Aww.
And then they did her little makeup. So they do very light makeup. They did a little bit of eyeshadow.
She's very into makeup. So.
Yes. And they give you the little makeup kit to take with you. So she was excited about that. They did light nail polish. It was like clear with sparkles on it. So she was very excited about that. And they put a ton of pixie dust in her hair.
That the nail polish, we should just mention, dries really quickly. So it's not like, it's like kid nail polish. You know what I mean? So you're not worried about it getting on stuff half an hour later. Yeah.
If you are doing Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, I highly recommend getting Memory Maker, at least the one day Memory Maker, because they have photo pass photographers in the makeover area. And they take a ton of photos during the makeover, and they really come out amazing.
They come out great. We have this really great one of like Audrey seeing herself in the mirror for the first time, and they got a picture of her face in the mirror over her shoulder. It's like one of my favorite Audrey pictures. But like I wouldn't have got to get it from that angle myself. So definitely good to go for Memory Maker.
And then at the end, they ask if the princess wants to be announced to the room. And if they do, they announce their name, you know, presenting Princess Grace. Mm-hmm. And that's it. That's the whole experience. But it was, you know, the makeover part was maybe 40 minutes or so, I would say. But it was totally worth it. If you have a girly girl or a boy who would enjoy doing the night package or vice versa, like, it's totally worth it. It's worth the money.
It's totally worth it.
So I kind of
feel like it's a If you can get the reservation, it's just part of the thing, you know? It's part right. of the Disney thing, and you should just go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something that's really fun that I would not have known to do, but they told us as we were leaving, you can pop over to Sir Mickey's afterward, and they have a little photo shoot area where they'll do a whole little photo shoot for you.
That's very
cute. So we got a ton of nice pictures of Grace there with like a nice little background, and then we actually went back there later in the day with Emma, who was in a little Snow White dress, and did more pictures with the two of them.
Aww.
Which was really, really sweet. We got so many good pictures that day. We met back up with Nick and Cooper and Emma afterward, and Cooper was like, Grace, I'm gonna cry. You look so cute. It was very sweet.
The sweetest big brother. I can't stand it.
We did what a lot of people do, I think, and did a meal at Cinderella's Royal Table afterward, which was perfect. So she got to get pictures with Cinderella and her Cinderella getup.
Yeah, that's a really nice like pairing, I feel like.
Yes. We also went to Princess – oh, go ahead.
That's what I was going to say, the same thing. We usually would head to Princess Fairytale Hall on the same day after Bippity Boppity Boutique, so they can do all, yes. like, meet as many princesses as possible while you're, like, princessified.
It was a princess day, for sure. You could also consider doing a Capture Your Moment photo session, which I kind of wish I had done.
That would be really cute.
Like, 30-minute – I think they're 30-minute photo sessions. And you pick what area of the park you want to go to. I've always wanted to do one, and I think that would be a really, really cute time to do
one. That would be a really cute one to do. Although I kind of feel like, I don't know, your family, I feel like you're like an Animal Kingdom family. So I could see you doing that at Animal Kingdom.
I could see that as well.
You definitely are. Yep. Yeah, Capture Your Moment. That's one of these enchanting extras that you can add on to your package. And I'm just pulling this up to double check myself because, you know, I don't trust my own memory. So they do it at all the different parks. There's some different locations that you can do, but it's $99. It starts at $99. So that is a good little option. And it's a 20-minute session.
20 minutes. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Some people do it for like quinceañera, or like if they're there for their 16th birthday or something, they'll get all dolled
up.
Yeah. But I think that would be a really good way to do it after Bippity Boppity Boutique, especially if you had like more than one kid that did it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Yeah.
We also stopped. We had Memory Maker this trip, so we stopped and got castle photos, of course. All dolled up.
Oh.
So some alternatives, if you're either not able to do Bippity Boppity Boutique, if you can't get the reservation, or if for whatever reason you don't want to do it, you think it would be too much for your little prince or princess, you can just go to Sir Mickey's and they will do pixie dust in your hair, which is a fun little thing to do. It's completely free. You can just stop by and they kind of bibbity bobbity boo over your head and do the sprinkles in your hair, which is fun.
Yeah, and especially if you came in costume, like if the kid came in a little costume anyway, that would feel like a little special thing. Yeah. There's a great Facebook group called Ear for Each Other. It's a Facebook page, and it's a bunch of people who used to be cast members at Disney. It started when they were furloughed for COVID reasons. And now, you know, lots of people have started different businesses. I always try to get my, if I'm sending anything to a client or something for like a special like occasion, I try to work with somebody from Ear for Each Other to do that. But there's a ton of people out there in that group who will come to your room and do a whole makeover situation at your room. So if you can't get the reservation for in the park, you could get somebody to come to your hotel room, get all dolled up, still go in costume, have your princess day, or do your Sir Mickey situation. That's a good option too. We also wound up doing, so like Ella, as I said, not a girly girl, and also has like some major sensory concerns. I feel like that hairdo was not going to fly for us. I think when she did it, she did the one where they like put a headband on you that has like a hair extension braid or something. Like it was not like a... She did not want the stuff in the hair. But anyway, I just knew Audrey was doing it. And Ella said she didn't want to do it. But I just knew that if Audrey had this special thing that day and all the attention was like on Audrey for that moment, we were going to have an Ella problem. So we wound up just, she didn't want to be a princess, but she was like, I could be like, I said, you want to be like a pirate? You want to be a mermaid? What do you want to do? She went for a mermaid. And so we had like a mermaid looking dress for her. And I did mermaid Amazing. Makeup and stuff. I spend Amazing too much time mermaid on makeup. The internet is the truth about me. But yeah, it was fairly elaborate, but you could do, you know, your own thing, something small, but you could do it yourself. And then again, same thing. You go to the park, you're in costume, you're special dolled up, and maybe you're getting fancy dinner or breakfast at Cinderella's Royal Table. You can still do all of that, even if you can't get the Bippity Boppity Boutique reservation. It is, I have to say, it's like the hardest thing to get in the entire parks, I think. So it's tough, and you hate to like let kids down if you can't get it. So it's tricky, but you can always keep checking back, you know, and people do cancel. So I'm trying to remember off the top of my, again, I'm really bad at off the top of my head kind of things, but trying to remember the cancellation terms for this one. So cancellation. So you give your credit card number when you book it. And then there's a $10 cancellation fee for no shows, but you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance. So, you know, if you don't get it at your 60-day window, you can keep checking back over and over again. And then even up to like while you're on your trip, you may have locked in. And the other thing is, Anne, if you listened to her post-trip report, she had had two booked for her daughters. She wasn't sure if one was going to do it or not. They decided to do it, but they had a cousin with them who had booked a lot later. And I was not able to get, because they were already well within the 60-day window, I was not able to get her a Bippity Boppity Boutique reservation for the same time as Anne, or at all, actually. And they wound up just walking up and saying like, hey, she's really hoping to do it. Her cousins are doing it. Is there any chance? I was kind of shocked that this happened, but they took them.
Wow.
So it's always worth asking. Always worth asking, but it is a really tough one. So got to be right on it at the 60-day mark, you know?
Yep. One of those things.
Yeah. One of those things, and it is so special.
It really, really was. It was like kind of special that it was just me and Grace. It was like a nice little thing for really the two cute. Of us to do that morning. It was really fun.
Because when you have this many kids, it's hard to like find time to do one-on-one things with each of them. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. That's so nice. Awesome. Well, there you have it. Bippity Boppity Boutique.
BBB.
So, BBB. All right. Well, if that's it for now, see you real soon.
See you real soon.
Thank you.